knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
Dozens of Texas National Guard troops are being deployed to the border. The Texas Military Department tweeted a photo with the caption, "The Texas National Guard is currently on ground across the Texas-Mexico border." Brigadier General Tracy Norris explains what's on tap for many National Guard troops in Texas.
We have 250. They're either on the border en route to the border, or they're in the armory preparing to go to the border. So they are on duty right now. We are planning for that number to grow. We are planning to raise that number on a weekly basis until we're either told that's enough or to continue to bring troops on.
The American Federation of Teachers has threatened to pull its business from Wells Fargo Bank unless it severs ties with the NRA and gun manufacturers. But so far, the bank is resisting. For all of these stories and many more, remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin is once again making the news as she has come out and said that she would be interested in running for office again. Let's take a listen to her comments earlier on Fox News.
Oh, yeah. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I'd have pushed back harder on some of those who were trying to mold me into something that I was not during the campaign. I would have pushed back and gotten more truth out there, but heck yeah.
Palin also talks about the media and just how vicious it can be, in her opinion.
My ratings were very high. Things were going well in the court of public opinion, even. So I was mostly shocked, Mark, though, that the campaign itself didn't defend against a lot of the lies that were being spewed during the campaign. And then when that narrative was created, they created a caricature of Sarah Palin and the Palin family. Once that bell is rung, it's hard to unring.
Palin was the keynote speaker at the GOP fundraising event at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort last month. President Donald Trump tweeted his congratulations to Patrick Reed after winning his first major championship, the 2018 U.S. Masters at Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, yesterday. Reed shot a 200 par 70, beating Ricky Fowler by one stroke. This is USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are happy to be back in the studio where it's warm.
Absolutely. Listen, folks, it is the Mike Hewitt Show. I'm Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts are Miles Bauer and, imagine this, Miles, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski.
Oh, yeah. I'm back.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm thinking. Mike comes in here hacking and coughing. Everyone needs a face mask. Yowzers. Listen, let's dive right into it, Miles. Mueller says this week that the Trumpster is not a target of criminal investigation. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't buy it. It came from you, one of your favorite sources, the Washington Post, though.
But it was repeated or parroted on the New York Times, so that means it's absolutely true. Worse than that, it was shared with Miles and I by Ludwig, so that that rose its credibility way up the scale.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely a real fact.
Yeah, from our Trump cruiser.
Hey, Comey told him the same thing. Remember, Trump's been saying, everybody's telling me I'm not being investigated. I'm not the target.
Right.
And everybody's going, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But was it Rosenthal, though? He came out like a month or 6 weeks ago and said essentially that. Remember that? He came out and gave a little spiel about, and listen, here's my problem, folks. I'm sorry. And somewhere down the road, I may have to do a mea culpa and apologize, but I got zero faith in any of these people. I've got less than zero faith in the criminal justice system. Our judiciary, in my humble view, is off the rails. So when I have a lawyer that I don't trust to start with, I already know he's Uber left, say, don't worry, it's okay. I usually reach for the parachute because the odds are he's lying.
Yep. This is multiple liars.
There is a whole bunch of them. I'll give you that.
Trump keeps saying, Comey told me. This guy told me. And everybody's going, Comey's lying.
Comey's a very trustworthy individual. What, he gave $850,000 up front for his book, and he's going to charge some crazy amount to have folks attend his book signing?
There'll be one.
Huh?
There'll be one.
His wife. No, I bet you there's a whole blob of people in there trying to buy that book. Absolutely. What do you think, Miles?
Yeah, look, I mean, he may not be a target now, but that doesn't mean that he's not trying to find something.
I think that's exactly true.
So technically what he's saying is correct, but it's not uniform. And that's the thing that, unless you're paying attention, you can get sucked into statements like that. The same way, do you remember a couple years back when we were told Comey is as innocent as the wind-driven snow,
yep,
and all of a sudden we see Comey is part of the sewage?
Well, Comey, who was as pure as the wind-driven snow, is a personal friend of Mueller. Now, all of
right.
This makes it almost gets to the point, folks, where I'm sick of all of them. I get we have a legal process and it's broken, and that's why it takes 3 years to do a month's worth of work. At millions upon millions of dollars when they could have did it for $100. And I mean that literally. We know where the liars are at. This is not tough. The idea that it's Sessions, and I talk about him, and we even did the circus music for Sessions early the week, where Sessions thinks that the swamp can investigate itself. Well, that's going to have a real fruitful effort if our goal was to actually look for the criminology in it.
I don't think Trump's done anything. He said it. If this wasn't real, don't you think CNN and MSNBC would be airing it? They're not going to put it out to the masses because they don't want people to know this.
They don't want people to know there's nothing there?
Yeah, how many?
You don't think, let's talk about that for a second. You don't think that the far left, the Hair on Fire Committee, as Miles affectionately refers to them, you don't think that they realize that Trump didn't do any of this?
No, I think they honestly believe he did.
He may be a blowhard and all of those things, yeah, 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 but honest, do they think that?
Yeah, I think they think that Putin and Trump sat in a room and devised a plan.
Do you not think it's emotional rather than a thought process on their part?
It's idiotic.
Listen, I'm not trying to stone them.
Which is emotional.
To me, all of the facts, if anyone's actually interested in Russia in having an effect on our election, all of the facts point to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Everything that they've ever released, and you're supposed to not notice it. And I'm not even bashing her. Everyone knows I don't care for her. I'm on a different note, let me add, one of the big debates this week was, should Hillary stay involved and help during the midterms? I absolutely want her to stay involved.
I think she should. She's a good leader.
As a partisan, I absolutely, really, really implore her to stay involved and help all of the purple state congressional candidates. What say you, Miles? Is that a good idea?
I agree with a certain radio personality who said Camera Hog from down in Florida should go around the country with Hillary on a tour and campaign for Democrats. That would be the best thing that could possibly happen for the GOP.
So she could sit there in the big comfy stage chair with her mouth agaped open, looking at all the balloons over her head, and he could be doing the Lenin salute. What an image! What an image that casts for the far left that we now affectionately refer to as the Democratic Party.
And let's not forget Camera Hog's profanity. Maybe his profanity rants will help the Democrats as well.
Now, some folks may not know what you're talking about with profanity rants, so help us imagine what you're talking about, Miles.
So I guess Camera Hog apparently has had quite a few interviews where his choice of words has been a little beneath public discourse.
It felt calculated to me, by the way. I watched them, and in fact, I watched a couple of them in replay to try to understand it. The vulgarities, almost every sentence had a beep in it. It looked calculated to me, like he was trying to cause that. I'm honest, folks, you go watch it, and you'll have to go to Google to find it, but go.
What does his grandparents think of that?
I'm sure they're impressed. I'm sure they are. But listen, he's got mother and father. I've got four daughters, and if one of my daughters was on national news talking like that, I would be humiliated for them and for my family and for me, I would. But we've had one of my daughters on this past week. She was able to do entire sentences without you beeping her out. We didn't have to use the 7-second rule.
No, I was almost, it was like I needed to exercise my hand. I had to find something else to fidget with.
The average mind of average intelligence can get through an entire interview without the vulgarity. And by the way, we've seen that young lad, what do you call him, Camera Hog? We've seen him give interviews where he was very articulate and actually had a pretty big, large vocabulary, really. And all of a sudden, he gave a whole slew of interviews where he had filthy mouth. And it caused me to say he's doing this on purpose. I don't know what he's driving at. I'm not sure what slice of the American pie that motivates. But I believe that the vulgarities were calculated, that he wanted to be beeped out. And he did
maybe
that.
He's auditioning for some part in a movie or
I don't know.
Something.
Saturday Night Live doesn't talk that way. I mean, I don't know what he's auditioning for other than free, you know, leader of the Soviet Union, because that's the stances he always takes when he's addressing his people.
Must have been really angry over his clear backpack.
He had a clear backpack? I don't know that one.
Help the whole school is getting clear backpacks.
Okay.
So you can see everything in it.
Okay.
And some of the responses were classic. Like one girl, now I can't tell somebody I don't have a pencil because they'll be able to see in my bag and it'll look like I'm a liar. If I tell them I don't.
Talk about transparency.
This was unconstitutional, and this is what Hogg said. This is unconstitutional, and then taking away their rights.
To the transparent thing?
Yeah, because of these backpacks.
He kind of called for it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's what motivates the ratcheting to the next level.
Yeah.
Him and the young lady with no hair. The Bush haircut. I'm sure that's politically incorrect.
The one who bullied the shooter for years?
The one that bullied the shooter. Let's not go there. That's so mean-spirited of you, Ludwig.
Yeah. To point out the facts?
Yeah. Facts are ugly. I don't know. I don't know. It's all such a mystery to me, I'm telling you, folks. Miles, 15 seconds. Any final thoughts on this topic before we go away?
Again, I want to encourage Hillary and Camera Hog, please, please, please do a countrywide tour and support the Democrat candidates against the Republicans. It'll be the best thing.
She could go to every congressional district in the United States and explain why she lost. She's got a book about that. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Oh, it's still warm in the studio, and that's a good thing.
It is. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts Ludwig von Wiedemdorski and Miles Bauer. Listen, gentlemen, what say you two about the idea of Trump and the military on U.S. soil?
I'm okay with it.
But here's the problem with it, because it's not true. I know the media is having a field day with saying Trump, the military, U.S. soil, border, etc. It's actually the National Guard.
Which is what they're supposed to do.
Well, because the Constitution won't allow U.S. active duty members to be having anything to do with arresting folks. It's that Constitution thing that so many on the left want to erase.
Yeah, and the National Guard's supposed to protect our borders here at home.
Right, that's what they do.
And that's what they're going to do.
Here's the fun part, though. All the folks with their hair on fire loved Obama when he did it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
I didn't know he did it.
He did it. He did the exact same thing. Shh, don't tell anybody. And so did G.W., G.W. Shrub, I think is what Miles refers to him as.
The Shrub.
The Shrub. Shrub 1 and Shrub 2. What say you, Miles? Are you, what, you want troops, boots on the ground on our border?
Yeah, I think, you know, the sad part is what Trump brought up, that we can only send back folks
to countries that actually border our country, and that we're not able to send back folks to countries that do not border the United States. I mean, that is truly a broken in our laws. And I think Trump called that out.
And that's what he was getting at when he added on one of his tweets on the topic that Congress needs to act, meaning Congress needs to do something about this broken policy. Listen, let's step away from the boots and the border and that argument for just a second and go back to the why part, because I think, like you folks have heard me say a lot, why is important. So why becomes, why is this happening? Why is it happening now? What have we seen this week that I think there's something afoot here? Now, we talked about it this week a little bit, but there's something that motivated those folks. There's something that organized and educated them. And, folks, there's something that funded those folks from Honduras and other countries that do not share a border with the United States to do this. To your point, and on that point, Miles, they didn't go gather some folks that were political dissidents in Mexico. They didn't do that. And I don't think it's an accident that they didn't do it. So then the question becomes, who is they? Who do you think they is, Miles? Who's putting this together behind the scenes?
Well, apparently, from what I'm reading, this is an annual event that has been occurring for the last several years, and that right about this time, folks are organized to actually make this walkathon to the United States.
How come it's never been blown up in the media all these years? Because, by the way, folks, what he's saying is accurate. This is an annual event. But I'm guessing that you've never heard of it before.
Well, we did one time.
When? Ludwig's too young for this.
It's a convoy.
Oh, well, I'm playing impressed.
Yeah, rubber duck.
Do you think the rubber duck is who's guiding this?
Yeah. His name is George Soros.
Yeah.
But
do you think George Soros is the rubber duck?
That'd be nice when you're saying it. Did this happen before we saw this? Obama said borders are open, come on in. And we had MS-13 mixed in with these kids crossing the border. This was like 3 years ago, four years ago.
I don't know about that, but I do know for an absolute fact that Obama sent National Guard to the border to repel a group of these folks.
You sure it was repel? Because I remember them just welcoming these people.
Not with the National Guard. Usually that's not a welcome.
Wait, you guys do you remember this, Miles?
Miles, he's busy with his Nescafe.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Honestly, I was sitting here thinking about two long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
He just wanted silence to listen to that tune. Oh, we've taken plenty of great trips with that thing playing in the background.
This is where DACA, part of DACA came out of. Was for these kids from Colombia or...
So you think but listen, maybe he's had multiple, because he was in there for 8 years, and this happened 8 times.
Yeah, but this was a big thing. He had said, we're welcoming you. Come on in.
Okay.
And there was a huge amount of people that came in.
Okay.
People were up in arms over this. I can't believe you guys remember it.
I don't remember what you do. It could be age. You know, you're kind of young, but we won't hold that against you.
Easy, Reagan.
Boy, there you go. I don't remember that.
Yeah, but it was a huge migration.
How many numbers? What's huge? It was 1,500.
Almost about like a million.
That would have seems like it would have stuck out in somebody's mind. He welcomed a million people in?
This was huge news. It was from the southern, South American. Do you remember this, Miles?
Are you finding it, Miles?
Yeah, no, I remember because they were all kids, so the media was saying, oh, well, we got to feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
Because allegedly their parents were putting them on freight trains to come up here.
I do remember that when you say it that way.
Yeah.
Because I remember the images of the trains filled, and there were people all over the roofs of the boxcars and hanging out the sides. But were they allowed in?
Yes.
Yeah.
The whole train load?
Yep. And they've even talked about how MS-13 was getting in through this. That's one of the ways they got in heavily.
Okay. I'm reading here, Bush and Obama, this is CNN. Trump says he'll send military to the border. Bush and Obama did too. So I guess I don't have the dates on it, because clearly it wasn't that big drama. And you're saying that's where DACA came from.
Right after that, DACA was discussed and enacted.
Okay.
Because people wanted these kids
executive order.
Gone. Yeah, by executive order. They wanted these kids gone. That they They shouldn't be here. And then when we're saying kids, some of these people were 23 and 24.
2006, in a national address, President George W. Bush announces plans to deploy 6,000 troops in Operation Jumpstart. When it happened, June through July 2006 through 08, cost $1.2 billion. Boy, they sure throw around billion-dollar bills like they're nickels, don't they?
Just making it rain.
some of these things, you just go, really? 2010, President Obama orders the deployment of up to 1,200 troops to the U.S.-Mexican border, initially from July of 10 through June of 11, and then it extended. That only cost $110 million, so we could call him fiscally conservative.
How do you get $110 million? These guys aren't getting paid more. Where's the money going?
I don't know. How do you get $1.2 billion?
Yeah, it don't make sense.
So GW spent $1.2 billion on it, and the Obama spent $110 million. Assistance with undocumented immigrant apprehensions is what the mission was under Obama. I don't listen, he was there a long time, and this problem has been there going back to Teddy Roosevelt giving impassioned speeches on it. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
This is not a new problem, and every president has had to wrestle with it. The point in my bringing it up in the first place is that there's been many presidents that have sent National Guard to the southern border to stop this, including Obama. And the point that I was making, and by the way, your point was very valid because we're going to do some more research on that and bring it up again coming forward in the show. And I had forgotten it until Miles said the train fulls of people, and I absolutely remember that. I didn't remember that they actually got in.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
People were going crazy that they were letting them in.
Yep.
Then you got the other people going crazy because they may not let them in.
When was that, guys? Do you remember the dates? Maybe that's why Obama only spent $110 million because he wasn't actually trying to...
I want to say 2014.
2014?
I thought it was something like 2014.
Okay. I don't know. I don't remember. It's a fascinating thing. We're going to dive into that. One thing I do know is that both of those presidents sent troops to the border for the same purpose that Trump has. I don't remember the media ever saying anything about Obama sending troops to the border. Now, maybe that's part of my memory loss with the other million-person caravan.
Yeah, I don't remember him ever sending troops to the border.
Yeah. It's a fascinating thing. One thing is for certain. For those that think we don't have a problem on the southern border, you're wrong. That part's an absolute fact. It's an undeniable fact, and it's been a historical fact. Now, we could say that we won a war, and then we gave them $15 million for a desert, and we made more of it than they did. We could say that, but that would be rude. Folks, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6060 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6060. Avant.com, code 6060.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News.
We're going to make a decision on all of that. In particular, Syria, we'll be making that decision very quickly, probably by the end of today. But we cannot allow atrocities like that. Cannot allow. He may, yeah, he may. And if he does, it's going to be very tough. Very tough. Everybody's going to pay a price. He will. Everybody will.
Moments ago, from the White House Cabinet Room, President Donald Trump condemning the suspected poison gas attack in Syria, which killed at least 40 people. Senator Lindsey Graham has an idea of what needs to be done to Assad in Syria.
So the regime has to pay a big price. What would be a big price? To lose your air force. This should be the last time a barrel bomb is dropped on innocent civilians by the Assad Air Force.
Also today, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill ahead of tomorrow's testimony. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we are back, ready to dive in again.
We are in it, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts are Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. What say you on that staggering, overwhelming number? Is Cruz in trouble?
So, did you just basically say that Ted Cruz's father assisted in the assassination of JFK?
Suddenly, I feel like we're in a primary season in the. No, I was.
No, off. You know, I find that entire article.
Yep.
Really fun because it just says, "Wow, this one guy he raised $6 million, but we don't know how much the other guy raised."
About 17.
And then when you think
it's about
back
17
to the primary,
right? Yep.
And Cruz had a 2-to-1 advantage. In vote count.
Right. You make it sound like votes are what matters. Because that's not how the media wants to measure this.
Exactly.
He raised more than him, except for that's not true. The article doesn't address that. But
right.
he raised this amount of money, so Cruz is in trouble.
Cruz ain't in trouble.
What do you think the vote's going to be in the general election? If you got
70%.
Do you think he'll take 70?
Yeah.
I think he'll be in the 60s.
He'll landslide him, send him home on his way.
Well, it depends on what you define as a landslide. I think plus 60% is a landslide in this very divided union of states.
They're drooling. They're hoping.
Nobody wants to see that but bullet.
That Texas turns blue like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania turn red. They are dreaming about this. It's never going to happen.
You don't think ever? Listen, Texas used to be a Democrat state. That was back before USA Today switched the colors around. But that's a different story.
Never going to happen.
You don't think so? But it used to be. It did.
They will when California turns red.
The U.S. senator that was riding in the car with JFK was a Democrat from Texas.
Yeah, but JFK was a Democrat that wouldn't be one today.
Oh, that's very true. You got me there, because his ideology does not conform. Everything that he did in advance is centrist at best, but certainly not left and not Democratic Party.
He wouldn't be get the nomination.
He wouldn't
He'd
get the
be
nomination.
Stormed off the stage.
With was it Jim Webb?
Yeah.
The guy that they paid no attention to because he made sense?
Yeah. That was... You're a common sense Democrat, blue dog Democrat. Wow, that you get off the stage. Get out of here. You're making us look stupid.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Texas will turn blue when California turns red. Never going to happen.
He's thinking, jeepers, I wasn't even trying.
Yeah.
But listen, we've talked about this week. I know you've been missing in action, but we've talked about this week the fact that there are still conservative and Republican conservative strongholds, even in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
Albeit Orange County and... San Diego. It surprises me, by the way, still, because when I look at the demographics, of course, the illegals are not supposed to be voting.
See, if you look at the demographics of Orange County, it doesn't surprise me.
No?
No. I bet their median income is somewhere in the six figures.
You think this is about money?
Usually people who make a lot of money like to keep their money.
But wait a minute. If you look at Congress, both chambers, and identify the richest in Congress, most of them are Democrats.
Well, yeah.
Do you
think they really believe what they say?
You mean Bernie Sanders doesn't live like a college student getting stoned all the time wishing he...
He probably gets stoned all the
time.
So
he doesn't live like he's espousing.
No. Oh, no. No?
I don't know. It's a tough
I mean, his wife bankrupted college by taking millions, so I'm not sure how that becomes what he says.
She was doing what Sarah said, and I was off on the wrong word yesterday, but she was leveraging funds.
Oh, yeah.
She was very good at leveraging funds. I might add.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Miles? Is Texas going to go blue someday?
I think it's pretty safe to say that the great-grandchildren of my great-grandchildren will not live to see that day, but Texas may indeed flip.
I could tell you, though, from people who live in Texas, they've told me these Democrats keep coming in here and trying to change it. But you're finding the people flowing out of Illinois coming to Texas, like Miles, who have had enough of their socialist crap and going back to America.
But we've talked about this before. It's like the folks that poured out of California into the state of Nevada. And Nevada used to be a nice place to go visit.
Yeah.
And they regulated it, and they've driven the prices through the roof with crazy regulation and taxation. It's just not the Nevada it was even 15 years ago. It's changed dramatically. So there's more to demographics than I think you're taking into consideration.
Well, what I'm saying is there's just as many people fleeing those bad areas and going to Texas as there are the bad people coming into Texas.
Well, listen, here's the only thing I know. The only comparison I can make, because I was on the ground and watching it, is that the folks that left California didn't leave their ideology behind. They were still far left.
Yeah.
And not all of them. Please don't misunderstand me, folks. I'm not trying to get the big sweeping paintbrush out. But a lot of them, enough of them to flip the state of Nevada, poured into Nevada. And the irony to it is that they drove the prices through the roof crazy in California, again, with taxation where you're paying crazy money for a 900-square-foot apartment. It's like living in somewhere in Europe. It made it untenable for a lot of people. But then they came to Nevada with their ideology and did the same thing there. They didn't learn from it. They didn't say, wow, let's embrace common sense in the U.S. Constitution. Oh, no, no, that'd be way too much common sense.
Because they don't think they're the problem.
But they are. They vote for Marxism, and then they're astounded when they have Marxism.
Yeah, what is this? What do you mean they got to pay?
Where did this come from? I don't want to pay 50% of my wages for until I die, and then I take what's left.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you voted for. Well, that's not what they told me. They were going to help me out because I was poor. Well, you're still poor because they helped you out.
Yeah.
What say you, Miles Bauer?
No, I understand your rationale, but I don't think the migration's occurring. I mean, I don't think every Marxist left the state of Illinois and went to Wisconsin and Indiana, because I don't know that we're necessarily in trouble in Indiana, and I think Wisconsin was even kind of a surprise in this last election. And I think of how many people left Illinois and went to Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, Indiana.
Do you think
agree with your point that some of the Marxists left too, but I do think some of the folks that have had enough also left as well.
Is it a 50-50 mix? What do you think the mix is? Only thing I know is they destroyed Nevada. That's my only point here. I watched it firsthand. I was there.
And I think they did in Colorado as well. You've got a hard, you know, where my brother lives, there are almost everybody is a transplant in the Denver area.
Right.
Yep.
Uber left Denver area. It's like 80-some percent went to Obama in most of his elections.
Yeah.
For the two votes, I should say. Crazy left. It's not like it's divided. There's no division there whatsoever. If you're a Republican there, you are an outcast.
They're almost like the Vikings. They go in, they pillage, they destroy, and then they leave. And leave the rebel back.
That's where that word came from that I can't say, but the hog can say it constantly. Can't go there. Oh, shame on me. I think that not to watch demographics is a mistake. In fact, we had a lady on this show about 4 years ago, and she was somewhere out on the East Coast. I can't remember now where, but they were setting up a conservative-leaning libertarian community.
Vermont.
Was it Vermont?
Yeah.
You were on them back then, weren't you?
Yeah.
That's the fact. We did a whole hour with her, and she was the leader of an organization. The whole thing was just about demographics. Folks, we're going to go to a break, and on that note, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And I guess it's time to wake up the Enigma Report.
It is time for an Enigma, folks. Listen, if you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, my co-hosts. Monsieur Bauer, let's go to Francais. I understand there's a wee bit of a strike there.
Yeah, it sounds like they got quite a few governmental problems around trains and a variety of other folks employed by the government, and sounds like Captain Macaroni's trying to cut the budget a little bit. And, you know, I think it was a point you made yesterday about Baldy once said, if you give a guy $5 for any length of time, then all of a sudden you cut him off, the guy's going to be pretty upset.
Who said that?
That'd be Baldy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Baldy.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was referring to you.
I got my hairline from him.
I thought he was referring to you.
Wowzers, folks. And I got my.
Well, if you used the philosophy that Curly was the bald guy, then Baldy could be the guy with a huge.
That is true.
Display of hair.
That would be a possibility, but it wouldn't be a reality. So, listen, Macaroni, as you point out, I thought Macaroni was far left. Macaroni far left? Why would the far left be trying to test him? Because, listen, folks, I'm reading the article from Yahoo.com just to make sure that I was on the left side of the far left hemisphere for my news sources, because I think they're even more left than Washington Post and the New York Times. Now, they are crazy left. That said, French, and the headline, French Union kicks off huge rail strike in test of Macaroni. Don't stir it too much. You'll be able to pour it right down the drain. So, Miles, when the rail system shuts down in Francais, doesn't that shut, like, everything down?
Yeah, I think the article was saying there was, like, traffic jams galore because the French infrastructure isn't set up to handle that.
Right. Now, you talked about once upon a time on the show, your stay there, and I can't remember how the thing went together, but you talked about across-the-board strikes then being, in fact, one of the differences between them and us was that they can do
it. It was the electric company. I was sitting in class, and all of a sudden, the electricity to the entire city was just gone.
Maybe the city forgot to pay the bill.
Well, I mean, yeah, the electric company was striking, so they were doing rolling blackouts.
And the part that's the enigma for me, folks, is that there is a large swath of folks here in our Union of States that opine and wish and pray and hope and push and shove that we can be more like Francais. And I'd be doggone if I understand that thinking.
Oh, we want 70%+ unemployment?
Why, what's wrong with that?
And excess rate of 70+ effective tax rate?
I don't think there's 70+ percent unemployment.
Real unemployment at 1 point.
70. You're talking about 70?
Yeah.
Unemployment, so nobody was working.
It was bad.
Sounds like a far left paradise.
Yeah, that's how they want it.
Well, I listen, when I've, and this has been a while, but when I last did the studies, looking at France specifically, but Europe in general, their real unemployment rate, the honest number was in the 10-12 range. And even then, we thought that was outrageous because that was the real number. Now, here when we measure the real number, we don't know the real number anymore. So that's the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
That's where the misery index came from because all the numbers were BS.
Well, here if you're underemployed or part-time, it doesn't matter. You're still employed. Then if you don't take benefits, you're not considered unemployed anymore.
Yeah,
you're not counted.
If you look for 3 years and you just flat give up, we don't count you.
Yeah, you're no longer unemployed.
You're not the number. Yeah. And so maybe their numbers are, I don't know. Only thing I know is that when you let one industry entirely control your national infrastructure, you have a problem. This is the epitome of the tail wagging the dog.
This is why we don't have these problems here, because these things are privatized.
Well, they're privatized, aren't they, Miles? Is the train system government-owned or privatized?
No, I believe it's government-owned.
So they're striking the government.
Well, and even if you remember Reagan, the air traffic controllers, they went on strike?
Yeah, I love that.
I know you endorsed me, but if you don't go back to work tomorrow, you're fired.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Yeah, and he said, nah, you can't do that. Oh, yeah, so, I just did it.
Yeah, watch me. Hold my beer.
You must have read about that in the history books.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've studied a lot of Reagan. I think I was like three when that happened.
Yeah? Were you? Wow. Listen, that was, but to me, and it's not me being squishy or anti or pro-union, I'm pro the United States of America. And to allow one industry to captivate the entire nation, if you don't like your job, I have an idea. Quit and go somewhere else.
Yep.
You're not in bondage. You're not stuck there. This is not your only choice. If you don't like your boss, if he or she is a butthead, they're not paying you enough do-re-mi, get. G-I-T, get, as an old friend of mine used to say.
But
to
see, the air traffic controllers, they are government.
They are.
The FAA.
Not those. Those guys were unemployed.
Those guys, yeah, for 24 hours, they were gone.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Bush had the same situation.
Well, he didn't have
They went back to work. No, he threatened them, and they went back to work.
Did they? Well, because you don't think they believed him. You're talking about Bush 1?
No.
Bush
GW? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had the same thing.
Which one is your favorite, Miles? HW or GW? You got a
define favorite.
Is there one that you just like more than the other?
Yeah. I think 41 is worse than Shrub.
Yeah, I didn't know you defined there was only one Shrub. I thought there were two Shrubs, but
I'd hang out with Shrub.
Would you?
Oh, yeah, he seems like a cool dude.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
You talking about Herbert Walker?
No. No. He never seemed fun.
No.
W seemed like a guy you wanted to go hang out with.
I don't care about a president like that. We heard about that all the way through the Obama administration. I wouldn't mind having a beer with him. Listen, I don't want to have a beer with him, but B, I don't look at the presidency and say, I want somebody in there that's likable.
I think that's what we've...
I want someone that's in there. I don't care if they win the aesthetic award. I don't care if they're man of the year. I don't, those things. I want a genuine statesman / leader.
Yeah, I think we had 16 years of a likable person, and now we had this guy no one really likes.
Do you think that's true? Do you think nobody likes him? I don't.
Well, at least
half
the country doesn't like him. Most of the problem with the people on the left is they just are disgusted by him personally, that they'll never get past that.
Speaking of right and left, Europe. We got to stay in Europe for a minute. I know you like to talk about Shrub. I know it. I get it. But in Europe, I'm reading a headline. This is also from Yahoo. Far right, that's what they refer to him as. Far right, even racist views go mainstream in Central Europe. Did you read that article, Miles?
Yeah, I did.
What was your opinion of it?
You know, the problem is that when Merkel thought it was a really good idea to start bringing all those refugees in,
right?
Given that Germany's kind of the heart of the EU, what the geniuses never quite figured out is that eventually the refugees are going to anger everybody, and that's going to unnaturally tilt the scales against that.
I
and
agree.
So what we're seeing is a backlash.
Is this? That's what you're saying?
Look, if we let 80 billion Hondurans and Mexicans into the country, we would have the same problem in the United States.
Part of the policy of the United States had been, we had strong, huge immigration into the, I think it was the 20s. We did a little bit of a show on this a while back. I can't remember the dates exact, but then we did a pause on crazy number immigration from, I think it was the 20s into 1965 with Ted Kennedy on the floor of the Senate. The point I'm bringing that up, though, is that the purpose of the pause was to allow the large influx of immigrants that had come to assimilate and to allow a generation of those to become American. And back then, those folks wanted to be American. They mm-hmm. didn't come here to raise their own flag from wherever they came from. They came here to be American. We've talked a lot on that. But in Europe, and in this article, I went and looked at a number of articles, the fact that those countries, Germany specifically to your point, I affectionately refer to as the Fourth Reich, by the way, but Germany, those folks, the regular folks, they're going, holy moly, we don't mind you being here, but you can't flip our country, you cannot flip our culture. You want to be a part of our culture. So anyone that actually says that is now labeled as far right and racist. To me, it's just common sense government. It's good government policy to have an ebb and a flow to immigration, regardless what label you want to put on it. An ebb and a flow must take place or your country will be in chaos.
There's a reason they came
here. That's what we're seeing in California. Listen, we got signs going up all over. I've got to wind us down. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Talk Mike Hewitt. Please, please visit us at The Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook. Tell us if you like us. Ship us a comment. Send me a message. And most important, Brian, Miles, Ludwig, thank you. Folks, thank you very, very much. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more. Store where service is the difference. We get it.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said today he will decide on a U.S. response to the apparent chemical weapons attack on Syrian civilians by the end of today. Take a listen to what else the president said during a cabinet meeting.
We cannot allow atrocities like that.
He may.
And if he does, it's going to be very tough. Everybody's going to pay a price. He will. Everybody will.
Last week, President Donald Trump announced he would be sending members of the National Guard to the border between the United States and Mexico. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the president is doing what he campaigned on and what he said he would do all along.
The president of the United States has recognized this is a problem. He made a commitment when he ran for president, and he's been adamant that he wanted to do everything he can to secure the border.
Worth noting, Abbott is a Republican, and that audio was courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Weather this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 46. West wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m., then rain and snow likely. Cloudy with a low around 33. Calm wind. Chance of precipitation is 60 degrees. New snow accumulation of less than a half an inch possible.